God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Mark 3. 1. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he said to them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger. Now you don't see too many times where it says the Lord was angry. What makes him angry? Well, we're going to talk about this. He was angry and he was grieved for the hardness of their hearts. And he said to the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it out. And his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Now go to Luke 6, please. Now the reason we read all three is because it's three accounts, different accounts of the same healing. And you'll find that Matthew will say something that Mark and Luke didn't say. And Mark will say something that Matthew and Luke didn't say. And vice versa. You really have to put them all together to get the whole story. How many understand if the Holy Ghost saw fit to record it for us three times, then we ought to look at all three. Yeah. Luke 6. Luke 6. It's not just redundant and unnecessarily repetitive. There's a different emphasis. In fact, you'll find there's a different emphasis in each gospel account. Sometimes people say, well, Matthew's gospel, Mark's gospel. No, one gospel. There's not three or four gospels. One gospel. But the Holy Ghost brought the account of the same gospel through Matthew. He brought it through Mark. He brought it through Luke, through John. And there's a different emphasis. You see it from the same thing from a different side. And in Luke 6 and 6. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. You know, he did a lot of teaching. Why would he do a lot of teaching? Because faith is the determining factor. And how does faith come? Not by praying for faith. Not by asking somebody to lay hands on you and give you some faith. Doesn't come that way. Comes by hearing. And hearing by the word. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. Now see, nobody else told us that. It was the right hand. Who told us it was the right hand? Dr. Luke. Right? We've already been seeing that, hadn't we? Dr. Luke, he was a physician. And we saw earlier with Peter's mother-in-law, everybody said she had a fever. He said she had a great fever. He gives us a degree for it. And what was it recently? What was the other thing? Yeah, the leper. That's right. The leper. Dr. Luke, they said he was leprous. Dr. Luke said he was full of leprosy. He gives us a more complete diagnosis. And here he told us which hand it was. It was the right hand. And it was withered. If you look up some of the words, like we said, it has to do with being shrunk. Taylor said his right hand was deformed. Whatever reason was, it wasn't normal, probably wasn't usable. It was drawn, it was pulled, withered, shrunk, deformed. You get the picture. And Jesus was in there teaching. And the man that had the withered, shrunk, deformed hand was in there. And verse 7, it said the scribes, these are people who have degrees in theology, which is not necessarily bad in and of itself. But how many know you can know Greek and Hebrew and Latin and not know God? Nothing wrong with education. Nothing wrong with study. But it's not about what you know. It's about who you know. Amen. Right? It's not about information. It's about relationship. Amen. And these guys had information and they thought they knew all this stuff about God, but they didn't know Him. And they thought they knew about the writings of the prophets. And they thought they knew about the Christ. You know, they're the ones that got up and read this and spent decades of their life studying the law and the prophets. And they were looking for the fulfillment of Scripture. But here the Messiah is in front of them and they don't recognize Him. Isn't that something? Quoting Scriptures, not knowing what they're talking about. I don't want that to be me, do you? And it said they were there and they watched Him whether He would heal on the Sabbath day. Why? That they might find an accusation against Him. Now that's just devilish, isn't it? Do we still have people like that today? What a hindrance it is. What a hindrance. Why wouldn't you be concerned about somebody that's sick? And you'd be glad if they got healed. You'd be glad if they were hurting and they quit hurting. You'd be glad if their hand was deformed and they could use it again. Why wouldn't you be glad about that? Because it disagreed with their theology. And it's a sad thing, but there's a lot of people would rather individuals' needs not be met than for their theology to be upended. It's a sad reality that, you know, they'd rather see you broke than to believe it's God's will to prosper materially. They'd rather see you powerless than to agree that you people can be filled with the Spirit today. They'd rather see you sick and die than to admit that God still heals today and that healing's for everybody that'll believe. But forget men's traditions. What did Jesus say? What did the Lord say? They're sitting there watching. How many believe Jesus was doing a good job teaching? How many believe it was something to hear? Something you should have been sitting there all ears, absorbing every word. They're hearing the same thing everybody else is hearing, not getting a thing out of it. Sitting there thinking, look at there. There's a fellow with a withered hand. It's a Sabbath day. You watch. I bet you he'll heal him on the Sabbath day. Watch. And Jesus is teaching this wonderful things. Wonderful revelation is coming out of Him. And they're sitting there doing this in the service. One of them saying, you write all this down now. Because we can take it to the judge. We can sue him over this. We can get him arrested, I think. You watch. Finding fault. That's devilish. I said, that's devilish. I don't care, you know, how wrong you think somebody is for you to go and listen to them to find stuff to gripe about, for you to call people and ask people what they said and did so you can gossip and tell somebody else is devilish, ungodly. Godly people want to see somebody do good. Godly people are not looking for faults. They're looking for something to give thanks for. And sometimes people think, you know, they talk about how they got the gift of discernment. And all this supposed gift ever produces is finding faults in other people. Well, sinners have that gift. No. It takes faith to look through the flesh, to look through people's rough exterior and find something good. It's not a mature Christian who will sit in a service and pick apart a sermon. Sit there and go, that wasn't John 3:6. It was John 6:3. And while you're doing that, you just missed something else that was said. Right? And besides that, if you've ever done any speaking, you'd be a little more merciful. Amen. There's been times my wife would tell me after service, you know, you said such and such. I said, no, I said the opposite. She said, I know that's what you meant, but you said this. People can make a mistake. But if you tuned in to God, you know, I've done this before. I've heard somebody maybe stumble around and I think, oh, I know what you mean. Go on. Yeah. I know what you mean. Go on. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. And if you get a bunch of people like that, then there's going to be utterance.
That's right.
There's going to be revelation.
Yeah.
But if you get a bunch of folks sitting there like this going, well, I don't know. Who are you? I've heard so-and-so, and I've heard so-and-so, and I've heard the best of them. What can you do? For you, not much. Because, see, it's not. These things are not a one-man show. I mean, you and I come together. We believe God together. And it's not about, you can't push anything off on anybody. People have to want to hear. They have to want to believe. They have to want to receive.
Right.
And it's not between me and you. It's between you and God.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
God deliver us from these fault finding.
Amen.
Accusation seeking.
Yes. Amen.
Educated beyond their intellect. Now don't misunderstand me. I mean, There is no merit to being ignorant. Did you hear me? There ain't no advantage to being ignorant. You want to learn every good thing you can. You want to develop and grow in all good knowledge that you can. But no matter what you know, you don't know as you ought to know. And even the great apostle Paul, he was a scholar. I mean, he achieved rank as a very young man in the scholastic field. He was an orator. He was as sharp as could be. And he, when he got saved and got to God, he said, I count all that stuff as dung compared to the knowledge of knowing Him. Amen? He said, that's the thing. Knowing Him. That's the thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man with the Withered Hand, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R711. That's R711. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
be to God who
gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for me.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.